この男は司祭にあたります。神の子と自称したからです。ピラトはこの言葉を聞いてますます恐れ、再び総督官邸の中に行って、お前はどこから来たのかとイエスに言った。しかしイエスは答えようとされなかった。そこでピラトは言った。私に答えないのか。お前を釈放する権限も十字架につける権限もこの私にあることを知らないのか。イエスは答えられた。神から与えられていなければ私に対して何の権限もないはずだ。だから私をあなたに引き渡した者の罪は最も重い、もっと重い。そこでピラトはイエスを釈放しようと努めた。しかしユダヤ人たちは叫んだ。もしこの男を釈放するならあなたは皇帝の友ではない。王と自称する者は皆皇帝に背いています。ピラトはこれらの言葉を聞くとイエスを外に連れ出し、ヘブライ語でガバタ、すなわち敷石という場所で裁判の席に着かせた。それは次越祭の準備の日の正午頃であった。ピラトがユダヤ人たちに、見よ、あなたたちの王だと言うと、彼らは叫んだ。殺せ、殺せ、十字架につけろ。ピラトが、あなたたちの王を私が十字架につけるのかと言うと、宰相たちは、私たちには皇帝の他に王はありませんと答えた。そこでピラトは十字架につけるためにイエスを彼に引き渡した。
Then Pilate took Jesus and had him flogged. The soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on his head. They clothed him in a purple robe and went up to him again and again, saying, Hail, King of the Jews! And they struck him in the face. Once more Pilate came out and said to the Jews, Look, I am bringing him out to you to let you know that I find no basis for a charge against him. When Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe, Pilate said to them, Here is the man. As soon as the chief priests and their officials saw him, they shouted, Crucify! Crucify! But Pilate answered, You take him and crucify him. As for me, I find no basis for charge against him. The Jews insisted, We have a law, and according to that law, he must die because he claimed to be the Son of God. When Pilate heard this, he was even more afraid, and he went back inside the palace. Where do you come from? He asked Jesus. But Jesus gave him no answer. Do you refuse to speak to me? Pilate said. Don't you realize I have power either to free you or to crucify you? Jesus answered, You would have no power over me if it were not given to you from above. Therefore, the one who handed me over to you is guilty of a greater sin. From then on, Pilate tried to set Jesus free. But the Jews kept shouting, If you let this man go, you are no friend of Caesar. Anyone who claims to be a king opposes Caesar. When Pilate heard this, he brought Jesus out and sat down on the judge's seat at a place known as the stone pavement, which in Aramaic is Gabbatha. It was the day of preparation of Passover week, about the sixth hour. Here is your king, Pilate said to the Jews. But they shouted, Take him away! Take him away! Crucify! Shall I crucify your king? Pilate asked. We have no king but Caesar, the chief priests answered. Finally, Pilate handed him over to them to be crucified. You can sing this in either Japanese or English at the same time. これからは全部日本語と英語を同時に準備します。
我命を誰に与え血に流れ May you be me.
The Gospel of John, chapter 19, verse 38 through 42.
その後、イエスの弟子でありながら、ユダヤ人たちを恐れて、そのことを隠していた。アリマタヤ出身のヨセフが、イエスの遺体を取り下ろしたいと、ピラトに願い出た。ピラトが許したので、ヨセフは言って、遺体を取り下ろした。そこへかつてあるよイエスのもとに来たことのあるニコデモも没薬と人工を混ぜたものを100リトラばかり持ってきた。彼らはイエスの遺体を受け取り、ユダヤ人の埋葬の習慣に従い香料を添えて雨布で包んだ。イエスが十字架につけられたところには殿があり、そこには誰もまだ葬られたことのない 新しい墓が建てた。その日はユダヤ人の準備の日であり、その墓が近かったので、そこにイエスを挟んだ。
After this, Joseph of Arimathea asked Pilate if he could take away the body of Jesus. Joseph was a disciple of Jesus, but a secret one, because he feared the Jewish authorities. Pilate gave him permission, so he came and took the body away. Nicodemus, the one who at first had come to Jesus at night, was there too. He brought a mixture of myrrh and aloe, nearly 75 pounds in all. Following Jewish burial customs, they took Jesus' body and wrapped it with the spices in linen cloth. There was a garden in the place where Jesus was crucified, and in the garden was a new tomb in which no one had ever been laid. Because it was the Jewish preparation day and the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus in.3人がこれを読んで、それを聞きながらスクリーンの方に見てください。 John chapter 20 verse 1 through 18. It's a narrative reading. We'll have it first in Japanese and then in English. I invite you to watch the screen while the narrative reading is being read.
週の初めの日、朝早く、まだ暗いうちにマグダラのマリアは墓に行った。そして墓から石が取り除けてあるのを見た。そこでシモン・ペトロのところへ、またイエスが愛しておられたもう一人の弟子のところへ走って行って彼らに告げた。
シモン、墓から取り去られました。どこに置かれているのか私たちには分かりません。
そこでペトロとそのもう一人の弟子は外に出て墓へ行った。二人は一緒に走ったが、もう一人の弟子の方がペトロより早く走って先に墓に着いた。身をかがめて中を覗くと雨布が置いてあった。しかし彼は中には入らなかった。続いてシモン・ペトロも着いた。彼は墓に入り雨布が置いてあるのを見た。イエスの頭を包んでいた覆いは雨布と同じところには置いてなく、離れたところに丸めてあった。それから先に墓に着いたもう一人の弟子も入ってきて見て信じた。イエスは必ず死者の中から復活されることになっていたという聖書の言葉を二人はまだ理解していなかったのである。それからこの弟子たちは家に帰っていった。マリアは墓の外に立って泣いていた。泣きながら身をかがめて墓の中を見ると、イエスの遺体の置いてあったところに白い衣を着た二人の天使が見えた。一人は頭の方に、もう一人は足の方に座っていた。天使たちは、美人よ、なぜ泣いているのかと言うと、マリアは言った。
私の死が取り去られました。どこに置かれているのか私には分かりません。
こう言いながら後ろを振り向くと、イエスの立っておられるのが見えた。しかしそれがイエスだとは分からなかった。イエスは言われた。
藤井よ、なぜ泣いているのか、誰を探しているのか。
マリアは園庭だと思っていた。
あなたがあの方を運び去ったのでしたら、どこに置いたのか教えてください。私があの方を引き取ります。
イエスが
マリア
と言われると、彼女は振り向いてヘブライ語で
ラモニ
と言った。先生という意味である。イエスは言われた。
私にすがりつくのはよしなさい。まだ父のもとへ登っていないのだから、私の兄弟たちのところへ行ってこう言いなさい。私の父であり、あなた方の父である方、また私の神であり、あなた方の神である方のところへ私は登ると。
マグダラのマリアは弟子たちのところへ行って、
私は死を見ました
と告げ、また主から言われたことを伝えた。
Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived and went into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes, but Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus.
Woman, why are you crying? Who are you looking for?
Thinking he was the gardener, she said, Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him. Jesus said to her,
Mary.
She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, Rabboni, which means teacher. Jesus said,
Don't hold on to me, for I haven't yet gone up to my Father. Go to my brothers and sisters and tell them, I'm going up to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.
Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, I have seen the Lord. And she told them that he had said these things to her.
みんな奥かけてあなたをたたえます。自分にあめにあなたを来られた救いの道をたたえに天より下り来られた十字架により命あなたに Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way. From the earth to the cross, my death to pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave. Sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high.
復活祭、イースターは、イエス様の十字架につけるつけてること、また墓に入って御かご、蘇ることを、またその話をもう一回伝えて、もう一回覚えて、もう一回お祝いします。それによって私たちが新しい命をいただいています。毎週毎週私たちが、主の食卓聖餐式を受けるときにまた証としてそれをまた覚えてまた祝います。で、今朝はその復活祭だから、その新しい命を祝うためにこれからこの賛美歌を賛美して、それからこの教会の一番新しい命をもらった、いただいた陽子さんが彼女の証を分かち合って、それからみんなでその聖餐式を一緒に受けます。
Easter is a time of celebration. It's a time to celebrate new life that we have in Jesus. And when we come to Easter, we tell the story again and again and again of Jesus on the cross, Jesus in the tomb, Jesus' resurrection. And we experience that in our lives, the goodness of that in our lives. And so this morning we've told that story, but each of us also has a story that we can tell. We testify to that story every week when we commune together. But this morning, because we're celebrating new life, because we're celebrating Easter, we're going to sing this song that kind of talks about telling the story. And then our newest sister, Yoko, is going to share her testimony, share her story of receiving new life in Jesus. And then we'll tell that story again as we commune together.
語り継げばや主なるイエスとその御栄え
緊張していますから証しをする前に一回横山さんを祈ります。神様、私たちが今日新しい命を、いただいていることを祝っています。どうか、横山を通して彼女の、弟子になること、そのクリスチャンになることの新しい命を受けている証しを焦るチャンスがあって、本当に心から感謝します。どうか彼女の緊張感をなくして、あなた様の愛でその証ができますように祈ってます。 God, today we celebrate new life, and as we think about Yoko and we think about her new life, we are so thankful that she has received this gift. We know that you give this gift to each of us if we want itAnd we celebrate that she's a part of this family. God, I know that she's nervous, and so I pray that you will take those nervous feelings away, and that by your love, she will be able to share her testimony with all of us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
前の私は病気でただ家でゴロゴロふてくされているだけの日々でした。多発性硬化症という難病を持っていて、しょっちゅう転換発作を起こしていました。約2年前に起こり、私の子供たちはカナダに行ってしまったので、まさにどん底の人生にはいいことは起こらないと言っていたけれど、もしイエス様を信じたら、にも 跡って起こるのかな。教わったみたいに私でもまた何かいいこと起こるかなと思いました。ただ救われたかったのです。私は淳さんにバプテスマだから何でもすることも言いました。国語や英語や数学の勉強は好きじゃないけれど、神様のご勉強は頑張っています。なぜなら私はもっと知って影響を与えたいからです。別に世界を変えたいわけじゃないですけれど、私の友達や家族にイエス様の愛を知ってもらいたいからです。教会のメンバーになって一番嬉しかったことは仕事ができたことです。例えば学君はろうそく作りやカフェのアートを依頼してくれました。あつしさんは教会のお花やアドベントリースを依頼してくれました。ひとみさんも一緒にと何かとお手伝いしてくれるし、お母さんと一緒にハンさんをお家に送っていくと猫ちゃんたちに会えるのも嬉しいです。パパのためにお料理をして聖書の勉強をするのが楽しいです。そして最後に上映お仕事でした。最後のニュースですが、私はバプテスマを受けてから一度も発作を起こしていません。本当に救われたのです。This is the testimony of the beginning of my faith and relationship with Jesus. Before I became a Christian, I was staying home all the time because of my illness. I was so desperate. I have MS and I used to have a lot of seizures.This all began 2 years ago. I felt like my life ended because of the MS. And my children were separated from me and returned to Canada because of my health. I thought nothing good could ever happen to happen in my life again. But I wondered.If I believe in Jesus, could a miracle happen like in the Bible? Can I be healed? Can I be healthy? Can something good happen to me again? I just wanted to be saved. So I told Atsushi I wanted to be baptized and asked what I needed to do to prepare for that.I don't like to study Japanese, English, or math, but I enjoy studying Bible. I know that the more I know of God, the more I can share Him with someone else. I don't have to change the world. I just want to share Jesus with my family and close friends.What brings me joy is that in this new life, I have work to do for the church. For example, Gaku asked me to do candle making for the relief work and cafe hours for Mito Church. Atsushi asked me to make the advent list and to do flower arrangementFor worship. My mother and I take Kansan home and we play with her cats. the cooking for Kokua Koko cell group and studying the Bible with them. Also, Joe gave me this opportunity. Leadership is a big challenge. One more thing I'd like to share about my new life since I was baptized. I never had another MS seizure. This truly is salvation. Thank you very much.
Because of what the Lord has done for us.